USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says more than 103 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against COVID, as more than 243 million doses of vaccine have been administered. Cases have also been falling nationwide, with a seven-day average of around 50,000 new cases reported per day, their lowest point since last fall. With cases falling and vaccination rates rising, some cities and states have been lifting restrictions and announcing plans for fully reopening. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if vaccination rates keep staying high, those plans won't be premature. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that the UK variant of the virus, currently the dominant strain in the country, could still reverse the positive trends.
We can defeat it, no doubt, because the vaccine works very well against this particular variant. There's no doubt about that, which is all the more reason why we should be getting vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
India continues to deal with a large surge in COVID cases, recording more than 400,000 new cases on Saturday. Earlier this week, the Biden administration agreed to send millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the U.S. stockpile to India and other countries dealing with outbreaks once they pass a safety check. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says the U.S. should send the shots immediately. The Illinois Democrat tells MSNBC that the U.S. needs to help contain COVID overseas so that the outbreaks don't spread here.
We should rush these vaccines abroad ASAP. And the other thing that we should do is we should waive certain intellectual property rights related to the licensing of vaccines and the production of them in other countries, including in South Africa, India, and elsewhere. We have to recognize that COVID fires are raging abroad, and not only should we, out of a sense of morality, compassion, humanity, and love, help these people in other countries, but we have to do it in our best interest, because if we don't help put out those fires, they're going to come here to burn us as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Army is severely punishing leaders at Fort Hood after an investigation shows massive failures in their investigation of the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. Wendy King reports.
The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He is believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan have announced a new ceasefire after several border clashes between the Central Asian countries killed more than 40 people and injured dozens. The clashes began earlier this week because of a dispute over a reservoir on the Isfara River. The ceasefire was announced on Saturday, several hours after military forces exchanged fire near a Tajik enclave in southeastern Kyrgyzstan. The presidents of the two nations discussed further steps in resolving the conflict in a Saturday phone call. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.